As the Bill Clinton campaign once said famously over and over, it's the economy, stupid. The election is indeed only 88 days away. The economy is always one of the top issues. Joining us now is NPR political editor Ken Rudin to talk about the impact of these numbers. Ken, do you think there was a massive groan at the White House about this?
Well, I'm sure there was, although it did not come out of the president's mouth this morning when he talked to the Unity Breakfast in Washington. He said that, again, the economy is getting stronger. We're turning the corner. He keeps saying that, but numbers like this, and especially as Mark Zandi just said before, when you expect 225,000 new jobs and you get 32,000 jobs, it's a real kick in the pants, especially, as you say, 88 days to go before the election.
And where would the Kerry position be? He's talked repeatedly about jobs. Is this going to help him?
Well, you know, it's interesting. First of all, the two camps here, basically the Democrats have been saying from the beginning that these improving numbers, and there are some economic numbers that do show an improvement. The unemployment is the lowest since October of 2001. There are some things that the president can claim that's good for the economy. But again, they've been talking about irresponsible tax cuts the Democrats have. They've been talking about how, you know, the good economic conditions of the Clinton years have been eviscerated over the last 3 years. And it's tough with 3 months to go before the election.
And you mentioned Mr. Bush didn't talk about it at the Unity Conference in Washington. How do you think the spin will be as the weekend progresses on these numbers from the White House?
Well, again, it's one thing to say we're turning the corner, but it's another thing to get bad numbers like this and then trying to keep a straight face with it. Now, the president and the Republicans have been saying for the longest time that Democrats, especially Kerry and Edwards, voted to block the president's energy proposal in Congress. And again, with record oil prices, with record gas prices, the Republicans claim that a new energy policy, a new energy bill would solve the problem. You know, but a lot of this is so psychological. Even if whatever the numbers are, you know, we always talk about that, you know, it's a recession if your neighbor loses his job, but it's a depression if you lose your job.
Right.
And it's really very psychological. But in states where both the candidates have been spending so much time, so much money, and so much effort, the Midwest, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, Pennsylvania, those states are so critical to the election. And all those states, despite the rest of the country, whatever's happening there, those states are really suffering. They've lost a lot of jobs in the past 3 years, over a million all in all nationwide since Bush took office. And again, it's such a critical issue. We talked about the first President Bush, the lessons from the first President Bush, that whatever successes the first President Bush had in foreign policy, it was the economy, stupid. And the current President Bush, his people from the beginning said, we will not forget the lessons learned from President Bush 41, but apparently this is beyond their control.
Now, the answer to this other question, the last one for you, is going to vary from day to day, I guess. Is it the economy this time around, as you're talking about with the Bush people, or is it terrorism and the war that will be most important as we go on to November?
Well, you know, people who traveled with the president this week, you know, both Kerry and Bush were in Davenport, Iowa, the same place, which is, you know, suffering economically. The threat of an al-Qaeda attack is not really hitting middle America as much as the economy and the uncertainty of the economy is. Again, we see some, when you see numbers like this, when you expect some things, when the president says the economy is turning the corner and then you have numbers that show the complete opposite, really, a fear of al-Qaeda is far less than the fear of losing your job. And again, in states that have suffered, in the states in the industrial Midwest that have lost thousands, hundreds of thousands of industrial jobs in the past 3 years, that's where the real terror, that's where the real fear of the future is.
Thank you. NPR's Ken Rudin. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Noah.